In a time where football has replaced baseball as America's pastime, and when more kids play youth soccer than Little League Baseball, I'm often asked, why do you still love the game of baseball so much? And my answer, at 52 years old, it's the same it's been my entire adult life. Because baseball is so much more than just a game. Baseball is my first Wilson Dick McAuliffe glove. I can still smell it today. Every time I'm oiling one of my son's gloves, I think of my first mitt. Baseball's playing wiffle ball in the backyard with my brothers and friends as a kid. It's mom getting mad at us because we used the last of the flour to be the chalk around home plate. It's pretending I'm the Cubs and being brought in the ninth inning in the World Series. Being the announcer, being the pitcher, throwing a ball against the wall in the backyard until it's so dark I can't see. Baseball's playing catch with my dad. He'd get home from work, and we'd play catch, and time just seemed to stand still. And for so many kids today, it's the only connection they had with their fathers growing up. Baseball, playing catch, or talking about it. You see, baseball is so much more than just a game. It's my first manager at 8 years old, Coach Berg, calling me a garbage boy, telling me, get in right field, Del Giardo. It's my 12-year-old Little League team, the Buffaloes. We actually, as a team, kids, 12-year-olds, fired our manager after 5 games, and we replaced him with our first base coach, Coach Rizzo. We never lost another game until the Chicagoland Championship. Baseball is me, the star of the team, making the final out. You see, baseball is so much more than just a game. Baseball is pitching a ball against a brick wall. It's meeting Ernie Banks at a charity walk with my dad. It's walking up the ramp at Wrigley Field for the very first time at 7 years old. The grass, I can't tell you how green it was. The infield freshly misted. The vines waving in the breeze in the outfield. And standing 10 feet away from me, oh my goodness, it was Don Kessinger and Jose Cardenal, bigger than life. Baseball is returning 43 years later to Wrigley Field to take a picture of my son walking up the ramp for his very first time. Gang, baseball is so much more than just a game. It's skipping out of school in early September to see the Cubs play the Expos. Oh, it was freezing cold. But my dad took me to see Maury Wills play his final game. Baseball is just missing Mark McGwire's 61st home run by a fingertip at Busch Stadium as an adult. Or as a kid going to Dodger Stadium while on vacation and seeing Roberto Clemente and the Pittsburgh Pirates in person. You know, I think Roberto actually looked my way one time when I yelled, I love you, Roberto. And it's crying in my bedroom 3 months later when a man on television told me Roberto Clemente died in a plane crash. Baseball is so much more than just a game. It's League of Their Own. It's Bad News Bears. It's Bull Durham. It's For the Love of the Game. It's The Natural. Baseball is Joe Garagiola and Tony Kubek. It's Vince Scully. It's Red Barber. It's Harry Carey. It's the shot heard around the world. It's the ground ball going through Bill Buckner's legs. It's Carlton Fisk waving that home run fair. And it's knowing every time Reggie Jackson came up in October, he got the big hit. It's the Giants won the pennant. The Giants won the pennant. It's hey, it's holy cow. Baseball is romantic. It's superstitious. And it's believing that every year, do you know how many times I've read this address? Every year just might be possibly the Cubs' year. Because baseball is so much more than just a game. It's my dad's best friend, Ed Doody. He loved the Chicago White Sox so much. He hated the Cubs so much. He absolutely would never step foot in Wrigley Field. Baseball is Max Patkin. It's the San Diego Chicken. It's the Philly Fanatic. It's Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, the Yaz, the Penguin, the Babe, the Mick, Stan the Man. It's so much more than just a game. It's the bark of a vendor. It's the smell of a fresh poured beer. It's the crack of the bat. It's the roar of the crowd. It's purposely sitting under a radio TV booth yelling, hey, Harry, all game, until he would finally look over the ledge, look down at you through his big, thick lenses, and smile and wave. It's hot dogs. It's peanuts. Not so much Cracker Jacks anymore, but Dippin' Dots. But it's always baseball, and it's always so much more than just a game. It's starting varsity my freshman year with the pride of not only my school, but my family. You see, I started at second base. My brother Bobby was at first, and my big brother Vic was behind the plate. It was later winning two state championships my junior and senior year. Baseball is the feeling of hitting a home run in a big game. It's knowing as a child your mom and dad are watching in the stands, or later in high school your girlfriend is there cheering for you. Baseball is teammates, it's pine tar, it's eye black, it's dugouts, it's spit, it's scratching, it's kicking the dirt. And it's IQ, it's balance, it's timing, it's power, and it's victory or defeat. It's everything. And today it's still so much more than a game. Whether teaching my son to play in the backyard or coaching his little league team, lifting him in my arms as a father, not a manager, when he got his first hit. It's going to a Sounds game, watching the Cubs on TV. It's taking weekend trips to Wrigley Field, or as Nick and I did this year, to Cincinnati to watch the Cubs play the Big Red Machine. You know, it's funny. We call baseball a pastime, but as a father, you know what I'm learning? It suddenly feels so present, so future, and still so much more than a game. So if you ever wonder why I've gone crazy this last 2 weeks, or if you ever wonder why a guy still loves baseball or still needs to get away to the ballpark, it's because he's got old friends, old sounds, old smells to visit. I always have one eye on the game and another eye on a boy and his father a few aisles away who looks so familiar to me. You see, baseball is life. It's memories. It's hope still hoped. It's dreams still dreamed. If you're ever at a Cubs game or a Sounds game and you see me there, I look like I'm sitting there all alone, but I'm not. Coach Berg is there. Coach Rizzo's there. Coach Weidenbacher's there. Dad's there. Vic's there. Bob's there. Sam's there. Harry's there. Roberto's there. Jose's there. They're all there. Because baseball is so much more than just a game. And tonight, not just any game. Game 7 of the World Series. The Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians tied 3 games apiece. And for one of them, the curse ends tonight. Could it be, just maybe, possibly, over a century in the making, it's the Cubs that hoist the World Series banner? And who will be watching? Me, the kid from the backyard? Me, the kid from Chavez Ravine? Me, the kid yelling, "Hey, Harry," at Wrigley Field? Me, the kid who sat with Jose Cardinal or walked with Ernie Banks or took his son to take a picture by Ron Santo's statue, all of them. And that's why I've been so crazy for 2 weeks. Go Cubs. It's got to be now. There is no tomorrow.